This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to talk about our harvest season going on here in the U.S. Certainly, we're in the midst here in Illinois of harvesting both our corn and soybean crops coming in from the field. But, Bill, we've seen some real challenges this year when we look especially at the corn crop. First of all, some of the environmental factors that come into play, excessive heat occurred especially during pollination time, which can reduce the pollination effects, and then the filling of the actual corn kernels in August got to be a problem, and that's a problem for soybeans as well. We had lots of pods and lots of seeds in the pod, but the bean itself does not develop to its full extent if we're under moisture conditions. We also had a factor here, what we call for corn, a tassel wrap. This is restricted to certain hybrids in which actually the tassel did not emerge from the wrap. Therefore, it could cause pollination, and that was also a concern as well. We also had some disease challenges here, especially for corn. Northern corn leaf blight can be a factor. Tar spot, especially if we have some wet conditions, which is not a problem here in Illinois, but it could be in Iowa and air in western part of the Corn Belt. Southern rust can really affect the yield potential here as well. Fungicide applications back in the summer was a factor that could reduce that, and then gross wilt. Those were factors that are going to affect the corn yield. When you look at corn yield, you probably heard some of the various measurements made around the Corn Belt area. And basically, teams go out and they count the number of ears at a certain allocation in the area. They look at how many rows of corn on each cob and then how many kernels in each of the rows. And from there, they can calculate a yield estimate as well. And certainly, those came in higher, but we're concerned the combines are going to probably report lower yields as well. When we look at the terms of economics here in Illinois, specifically, FDFM group here, that's our group, the economists, they are predicting a loss of about $60 per acre, and that was based on 236 bushels per acre at $4.10 per bushel. Now, you ask, what is a break-even? The corn price would have to go up to $4.63 as well. If we take a look then at soybean economics here in Illinois, projection here is going to be a plus $15 per acre, and that's at a 75 bushel yield at 10.20 per bushel there. The break-even price for soybeans here in Illinois would therefore to cover that $10.87. Our row crop people are really in trouble. There are some economics benefits in the one big beautiful bill that was passed. So there's some subsidies there as well. And in the news recently, we heard about row crops potentially getting a fairly significant tariff boost, money from the tariffs from the president to help row crop farmers out to help on the current economics because of the lack of export of soybeans. Last year, over 50% of the soybeans grown in the United States went to China, and this year they have purchased no soybeans, and of course they've gone to Australia, to Argentina and Brazil to buy soybeans as well. So you might ask, what's our take-home messages here today? Well, certainly with the stress on corn itself and corn, we think corn side quality is going to be quite variable this year. And so our producers are going to need to test more frequently because of the amount of starch that may or may not be in there. The loss of photosynthesis on leaf material may reduce also the quality of the corn side as well. The corn yield is going to be quite variable as well and may not break even here in economics out well. And we must be monitoring what strategic times to try to sell corn and soybeans on the marketplace. And finally, we got to, especially for corn, monitor mycotoxins, Bill. This can be a problem, especially with various growing conditions here in the U.S. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Incoming milk from farms high in butterfat and protein is causing some challenges for dairy processors, according to a new report from CoBank. Dairy economist Corey Geiger will talk about it with Lee Milkey on our Milkey Monday. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.